You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Mets reporter Anthony DiComo as we go inside the New York Mets bullpen, getting ready for 2017 spring training right around the corner. And Anthony, 2016 was a great season for Jairys Familia. 51 saves, that was a club record. He was one of the better closers in the game. Maybe he tired a little bit down the stretch. He got a lot of work in, but lots of question marks heading into 2017. How much he'll be able to be on the field because of an impending possible suspension. So let's forget the suspension for a second and just look at Familia and what he can bring this team again in 2017 on the field. Do you expect him to be just as dominant?
Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about Lucas Duda at first base a couple weeks ago, and we talked about how so much of his reputation is colored by one play in the World Series against the Royals. I think Familia is kind of the same way. He has three blown saves in the World Series against the Royals, two of which were really not his fault at all. And then obviously he had that wild card loss to the Giants last year. And I think a lot of that has undermined the fact that this guy has been not one of, but probably the best or most productive closer in the league the past two seasons. He has worked as much as anyone around baseball. He set a record. He set franchise records for the Mets for saves. He holds the record among Dominican-born closers for saves now. He really had a magical 2016 season, and a lot of that melts away because of one inning, because of one game, because of what has happened to Jairys Familia in the postseason. And maybe there's some truth to that, but I think it's overlooking the big picture, which is that Jairys Familia is a great, great closer and has been for several years now. If there's a question mark to me, it's not, is this guy good in the clutch? It's not, can this guy hack it in the postseason? It's, have the Mets overused him now to the point where he is tiring at the end of seasons? Have they overused him to the point where it's going to come crashing down on him one day, maybe one day soon, in regards to an injury or in regards to just a general fatigue? Because we've seen in the past, relief pitchers in particular, when they're used every day, when they're warming up all the time, when they're getting these gaudy games totals and innings totals, we've seen how we can catch up with them, both on a micro level, you know, within a season, and on a macro level, when you have a couple of really heavy workload seasons, and then maybe you just can't bounce back the next spring, you just can't bounce back for the next regular season. So in regards to Jairys Familia, this is all kind of speculation right now, because we really, with the exception of a couple of hiccups, have not seen him fade all that much. We've seen him stay strong. This is a big-bodied guy who, you know, obviously has the velocity there, obviously does everything he can to keep in shape, and has been pretty strong throughout his career. And as long as he continues to do so, or to be so, I don't think there's any doubt Jairys Familia is going to continue to be a productive closer and one of the best in the league. You know, he has been that guy, and he has shown very few signs of slowing in the past couple of years.
And in an unfortunate way, maybe he will get that extra rest at the beginning of 2017. If Familia's out, and otherwise the setup man on this team is Addison Reed, and if you need a guy to fill in as your closer, seems like a good guy to have. He was really good in 2000. As good as Familia was, Reed was right there a year ago.
Yeah, you could make the argument just based on statistics that Addison Reed was better in 2016 than Familia was. He was out there just as often. He was putting up just as impressive numbers, and that was really, really big for the Mets, especially given the state of their starting pitching, so many injuries, that ability to shorten the game and to really essentially, you know, it was seven innings and it was game over for the Mets in 2016, and we've seen that formula work around baseball throughout the league the past few years and the past few decades. You know, you get multiple lockdown relievers at the end of your bullpen, whether it's two guys like the Mets had or three guys like the Royals had when they won the World Series. You know, it really does wonders for your bullpen. It really does wonders for your team. It really does wonders for your starting staff. And the Mets certainly had that with Addison Reed. You know, this was kind of an unheralded guy coming over from the Diamondbacks on a waiver deal a couple of years ago and had been so unproductive that year with Arizona that he actually got optioned to the minor leagues at one point that season and redid his delivery a little bit, worked out some kinks in his mechanics, And all of a sudden, he's developed into one of the best relievers in baseball. He's only going to be more important this year if Jeurys Familia is suspended, because he will be the closer on opening day, if that's the case, and maybe for several weeks. So, yes, maybe that does give Jeurys Familia a little bit of a rest, but it certainly does Addison Reed no favors. The Mets are going to lean heavily on him throughout April and again throughout the season. He is now one of the cogs and one of the rocks of this bullpen, and just like the Mets need Familia to stay healthy and stay productive and stay strong throughout the long summer, they need every bit of that from Addison Reed as well.
After those two guys at the top, there's a lot of other talented arms, but I don't know if there's any defined roles at this point. How do you see the rest shaping up as far as you have a lefty in Josh Edgen? Who's the long guy? I mean, do you have an idea in your head at this point, Anthony? I know spring training goes a long way in setting up a bullpen, but is this bullpen going to be very similar to 2016 in the way the rest of it shakes out?
It certainly looks like it's going to be pretty similar, and the Mets ensured that by not going after any of the top free agents on the market. You know, they said early on, we're not going to pursue Aroldis Chapman or Mark Melancon, Kenley Jansen, those top guys, and even that second tier, the Neftali Feliz types, the Mets largely ignored on the free agent market. And what that does is that ensures that there should be roles for guys like Hansel Robles, who's been of growing importance in this bullpen the past couple of years. Guys like Josh Edgen and Josh Smoker, those lefty specialists, should have a chance at least to compete for jobs in spring training. I think the most intriguing part of this bullpen heading into spring, when everyone heads down to Port St. Lucie in a couple of weeks, is how do the starting pitchers play a role? Because you've got, really, I would say, four starting pitchers who are locks for jobs at this point, and Matt Harvey, Jacob deGrom, Noah Syndergaard, and Steven Matz. And then you've got three others who we don't know, and that's Robert Gsellman, Seth Lugo, and Zach Wheeler. I think there's a strong chance that at least one of those guys opens up in the opening day bullpen, and they're intriguing for different reasons. Seth Lugo, while he really took off as a starting pitcher last year, came up as a reliever and was quite good in that role for the Mets. Robert Gsellman has certainly on paper better stuff than Lugo, and it's tantalizing to think, you know, if the Mets need an eighth inning guy in April with Jeurys Familia potentially suspended, what could Robert Gsellman do in that role with that power sinker, that, you know, 97 mile an hour, and kind of similar to what we've seen out of Familia all these years with the really hard throwing, hard sink delivery. And then you've got Zach Wheeler, who's a complete wild card in all of this. You know, maybe he makes the rotation, maybe he can't get on the field because he's not healthy, but the Mets have also talked openly about putting Zach Wheeler in the opening day bullpen to limit his innings, to kind of ease him back from a Tommy John surgery that he has struggled to return from. If he's anything like the Zach Wheeler we saw before surgery, with that really, really incredible stuff, that upper 90s, breaking pitches and the whole package, what could that look like in one inning spurt? So the Mets are definitely going to have some decisions to make in spring training. They're going to have to look at all of these guys, and those three in particular, both in starting roles and relief roles. It'll be very interesting to see how this all shakes out and which of those guys, because I do think it will be at least one of them, which of those guys ends up in the opening day bullpen.
You're right. Wheeler certainly fascinating. And when you think about the coming off the surgery, if you could limit his innings early on, then if you need him to move into the rotation later, he has the firepower to be able to do that, and you're still going to be able to hold his innings down. And then you know what you maybe have as a bullpen guy when you get to the postseason and you don't need as many starters. It would be nice, I guess, to have a feeling for what Zach Wheeler could maybe bring you in the postseason going back to the bullpen. Makes a lot of sense to me. I agree with you as far as Zach Wheeler, at least for some period of time, pitching out of the bullpen. This is certainly a good problem to have if you're the Mets. And when you look around baseball, there's a lot of teams that have good rotations and lack a bullpen. There's teams with great bullpens that maybe lack the depth in the rotation. This Mets team has it all, Anthony. And I would think when you look as far as a team over the long haul of a regular season with their rotation and what they hope it will be and this bullpen depth, the total package is there to really have a nice season if you get the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because of the injuries and because of the signing of Yoenis Cespedes and the work the Mets have done their offense, it's easy to lose sight sometimes that this is still a team that is very much built upon pitching. And in particular, it's built on starting pitching, But the Mets have had a pretty nice bullpen the past couple of years. And, you know, another thing I think is important to remember is that Sandy Alderson does not love going out and spending on relievers during the offseason. We've seen that this winter. We've seen it in winters past. But what he does like to do is supplement it and add to it once you see what you have over the course of a season. 2 years ago, he brought in Addison Reed, which was huge for the Mets both in 2015 and in 2016. Last year, he brought on Fernando Salas, who was really quite excellent for the Mets down the stretch. And there have been some misses as well over the past couple of years, but I think Sandy Alderson has shown this pattern now. If the Mets are in contention, he will go out, and that's one area that he will look to add to and to supplement to during the middle of the season. So the bullpen you see on opening day for the Mets is highly unlikely to be the bullpen that you will see for the Mets in August and September. And that's how Sandy Alderson likes to build his bullpens. And look, it's worked. This is, again, been, well, not an elite bullpen over the past few years. It has been above average, certainly, and in many cases, one of the better groups in the year. And it all goes back to the back end. Jurys Familia, Addison Reed, if those guys are healthy and pitching well, this will again be a good unit in 2017.
Great stuff, Anthony. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Mets edition. For Anthony DeComo, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.